Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to your calls on the baseball with the Mets and the Yankees, 888-808-1019, as we are, you know, down the final leg here, approaching October. Cannot wait for playoff baseball. Let's hope that the Mets get there and we get both the Mets and Yankees in the postseason, just like we did a year ago, and could have some fun with that, in addition to the two football teams. Now, yesterday, and obviously we talked about the Giants recapping their performance. It felt like a win. I mean, you actually should take it. With the amount of slop that we've seen from the Giants and Jets, week one for the Jets was kind of like a win, and week two for the Giants, also kind of like a win. Like, you could take kind of like wins instead of actual wins, because we can't get wins. So in the win-loss column, you know, the Giants are 0-2, the Jets are 0-2, but in a kind of like win, you have 1-1. Well, they kind of like won that game. It felt kind of like a win. I'll take it. Maybe we should lower our standards. We could raise the expectation for the baseball teams with their payroll and all that stuff about the World Series. Let's lower our expectations with the football games, with the football teams, to just, it's kind of like a win. I'll take it. Kind of like wins. How many do you think kind of like wins we'll have of the Jets-Giants schedules? Jets at Bucks. Kind of like a win. I don't know, Mike. Anyway, I watched yesterday the Chiefs-Eagles and then went and watched the Bucks-Texans, just the key plays in those games, just to have an idea of what we'd be looking at here for the opponents, because we had BT and I had – BT, by the way, is out sick. We mentioned that before in case you missed. Check out on the Odyssey app. Legit sick. He tried to plow through. Couldn't do it. We talked yesterday to Baldinger, you know, as we do every Tuesday. Also, check out on the free Odyssey app. And he said that the Giants – have a winnable game against the Chiefs. I don't know if he said exactly that. I'm paraphrasing. But basically, of the two, I asked him, are these winnable games for the Jets going in Tampa Bay, taking on the Bucs, and the Giants at home hosting the Chiefs? And he said, well, Tampa's really good. So basically, no for the Jets. And we also don't know about the status of Justin Fields, which could potentially change everything. Although I can make an argument that they might be better off with Tyrod Taylor. Anyway, aside from that, back to the Chiefs and Giants. He said that, yeah, the Chiefs are, you know, vulnerable, or at least was alluding to that, and that this could be a game that is a possibility for the Giants to win. And I went back and watched, and I saw the score. I saw some of the highlights over the weekend, but I was busy in the 4 o'clock window. I mean, I needed a breather. I went for a walk, took the family for a walk. My daughter loves it. My dog loves it. My wife, not so much. But anyway, she came along for it. Went in the pool, listened to the Bronco-Colts game when I had action. So I didn't watch the Chiefs-Eagles live. But I went back and watched it last night, and I'd say this. And I said this yesterday without even watching anything. Just be careful burying the Chiefs. The notion that the Chiefs are done and that the Chiefs can be beaten by the Giants, to me, is absurd. I know what the Giants did offensively a week ago. There's no way you can logically go into this matchup on Sunday night and think that the Giants are going to beat the Chiefs. Now, we all know anything can happen. It's sports. That's why we love sports. The unpredictability of it all. That's why we love it. So I'm not going to try to rain on. And by the way, I'm thinking about going to the game. But, like, I'm excited for the game. I'm not going to try to rain on Giant fans parade. Excited. Return home. Home opener. Let's go nuts with the offense. All that stuff. And maybe we get a good game. Maybe the Giants win. All I'm saying is burying the Chiefs after the first 2 weeks, where if you watch the games, they're a mistake here, a mistake there, away from winning these games, with Mahomes still looking as good as ever. And even Kelce does not look washed up. I mean, one drop that changed the game, sure, he still made some plays in that game. Their defense is still very good. They also played the Eagles, the last year's Super Bowl champion. I'm not trying to make excuses for Kansas City. I'm not a fan of Kansas City. However, they are in a different, even at 0-2, in a different stratosphere. What's bigger? The world, the stratosphere, the universe? What's bigger? Hoff, Dove, do you guys have any idea? Like, if I'm saying that they're not on the same stratosphere, is that bigger than the universe? Certainly bigger than the world, right? Or no? What's bigger? Do either of you know? You're both looking at me like you have no idea. Somebody's got.
I think universe and world is the same.
Okay. Stratosphere?
It's probably part of the universe.
Okay.
And the world.
Well, whichever one's bigger, the Giants aren't even a part of that with the Chiefs. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not even close. Not the coaches, not the quarterbacks, nothing. Now, it doesn't mean that there's no chance to win. What it means is the idea to me that Giants or the Giants fans can be looking at this game as a winnable game against the Chiefs is, it's actually comical. Or, let me rephrase that. Any game would be winnable. But the idea that the Chiefs are down to a point where we should expect the Giants to beat them head-to-head, that is laughable. And in watching the Bucs, I mean, the Bucs aren't, I don't think they're great. I think they're very good. Mayfield's good. They have legit weapons running the football and receiving. Like, they are offensively, they're a legit threat. Kicker can't kick. He's missed a couple field goals here 2 weeks in a row. And I like Todd Bowles, but it's not like that's a significant advantage over Aaron Glenn. It's just that I don't know the Jets' status here with Justin Fields. Also, I can't trust the Jets' defense to slow down the Bucs. So, My main takeaway is while I wanted to go into this weekend, week three, feeling optimistic about both teams' chances to maybe have a chance to win a game, not like a win, kind of like a win, actually win, like an actual win, I do not see that coming in week three. It's early, it's Wednesday, things can change maybe throughout the course of the field of the week, but I certainly don't see it from a Giants perspective. The Chiefs are winning that game. And I have my doubts that the Jets will be able to do enough to get a win on the road against a very strong Buccaneers team. You can't count on much, obviously, these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. How about that? $30 for the first year. It's like $250 a month. It's nothing. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. Back to the phones we go. John is calling from Philadelphia. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Sticking to the topic of consistency, one thing I would like to see, and this maybe applies more to the Yankees with the bullpen issues, but I think also Mendoza with the Mets this applies to. I'd like to see the managers get away from that pregame script that we've seen all season long. Again, more with the Yankees, but I think it applies to the Mets here. And start managing the game by game, inning by inning. Maybe the managers can instill some confidence and get some momentum built up with these players. Obviously, the players need to show up and play and play well. But maybe going into the playoffs or positioning for playoff seeding right now, maybe that's what both teams can try to do to just get something going from a consistency standpoint. And then you get to playoffs and who knows what happens. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then you know, obviously, the system's broken or you don't have the right manager. But I'm not confident as a Yankee fan, and I think probably Met fans as well. They're just not confident. There's no confidence going into these playoffs.
Well, nor should there be based on anything that we've seen from them in the regular season, John. And thank you for the call. The only thing that we could say is, well, I hate even saying anything can happen in the postseason. Like, it should be a given now, even when we reference the Giants and Chiefs and Jets and Bucks. Like, yeah, obviously anything could happen. It's sports. Like, anything, it's life. Anything could happen, sure. Okay, but based on what we've seen, why would we think that the Mets or Yankees would go win the World Series? And I can give you tangible reasons why I believe that it is still possible for both those teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are reasons to believe beyond just, well, anything could happen. No, there are legit reasons to believe that it can happen for each team. However, based on the way that they have played the majority of the regular season, there is less reason to believe that it's the likeliest of outcomes. Now, to your main point about managing by the script, both teams do it. Mendy didn't do it as much last year. He's done it quite a bit this year, and I can't stand it. I hate it. I'm not saying I hate the information spit in the face of the data or the analytics. Like, I get the importance of it. You'd be a fool not to at this particular point. However, you also are a fool if you are of the belief, let's just say hypothetically, Boone or Mendoza have a lead. Okay? One-run lead into the seventh inning. This happened recently with the Mets, which is why I bring it up, but it's happened with Boone over the years as well. You have a one-run lead in the seventh inning. Their script in their mind, like pre-game, is, okay, well, if we get to the seventh inning with a lead, here's what we do. We bring in reliever X for the seventh, reliever Y for the eighth, reliever Z for the ninth inning. What can go wrong? And then they do it. And when things do go wrong, it's like, well, I did what I was supposed to. I followed the format. I followed the script. And sometimes that's not the right way to do things. Like, I could manage the team that way. I'm not making a joke here. If Stearns in the data and analytical department, whatever, the analytics department come in and say, okay, well, here's the plan. If this happens, then this happens. And you okay, like, so... If we're managing along with Boone and Mendoza and we know what's going on, okay, well, they have a one-run lead in the seventh inning. They're going to go to Tyler Rogers here. Or Brooks Raley, whichever one, pick one. Okay, well, he gets through that inning. They're going to go to the other one here. Let's say it was Rogers in the seventh. Now it's going to be Raley in the eighth. And then if he gets in trouble, they're going to go to Diaz. Like, obviously, like, that's, if they're sticking to that script, who couldn't manage it with that? If you're going just by the analytics and data and whatever matchups they feel. To me, the gut needs to be more of a feel. Mendy panicked over the weekend when he took out, was it Raley or Rogers? I think it was Rogers on Saturday. He's done it both ways. Rogers on Saturday. He took him out. He couldn't wait to get to Diaz. Why? Because the numbers say Diaz is going to get the job done more often than not. However, if you maybe just stick with Rogers, let him get through the eighth inning. Let him fight it through. Don't panic. Don't panic and just try to get to Diaz. Stick it out. Maybe against all odds, against the numbers, he could get through that inning. And then you have Diaz for a clean ninth inning, and it makes everything easier. That's just one example. It's not results-based to me. It's the predetermined, okay, well, here's what we were going to do. Here's the situation. Now we've done it. And just sit back, and if it doesn't work, well, doesn't work. The numbers got beat. That's not good enough for me. Anybody can manage like that. Where's the gut? Where's going against the grain? That's got to be used more. Now, is it their biggest weaknesses? No. Is it, to me, the number one reason why there's been inconsistencies? No. But it is an issue. Marty's in Hoboken. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Sal. Last year, American League stinks. Yankees should be easy to go through American League. American League, terrible. The National League this year is absolutely pathetic. It really is. You got two teams below 500 chasing the Mets. You've got the Yankees have the exact same record as the Dodgers. And they're five games out of first place, the Yankees. National League is a complete joke, just like the American League was last year. So maybe your Mets will have a shot. Maybe they should go pretty far if they get there.
But Marty, let's try to calm you down a second because you seem angry, okay? And I understand the frustration. You're frustrated. I'm guessing you're frustrated because the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. Is that it? Did I hit that on the nose or no? Because you seem frustrated now.
No, I was just going your rhetoric last year about how bad the American League is.
Marty, hold on. We'll get to this year's National League in a second. Was it rhetoric or was it legit? You said it yourself. You think that the American League was strong last year? You think the Royals and Guardians are strong? Okay, so we agree, right?
We agree on that.
Okay, now back to
there's nothing been said about the National League being terrible this year.
Marty, here's what you're missing. Two National League teams have more wins than every team in the American League. You there, Marty?
The Yankees have the same record as the Dodgers.
Marty, the Dodgers aren't the best team in the National League, bro. You gotta wake up and look at the standings before you give us a call.
They're the second best team. No, they're not.
They're not even the third best
Milwaukee.
Team. Marty, they're not even the third best team. So now I'm going to give you the facts because I like, you know, having the conversation. I want to educate our listeners. So the Philadelphia Phillies have 91 wins. The Milwaukee Brewers have 92 wins. The Cubs have 87 wins. That's three teams that have more wins than the Dodgers, who you keep referencing, who are having an awful year. They have 84 wins and lead the West. Now, the teams that you're saying are bad are the teams that are chasing the Mets. And that is accurate because those teams shouldn't be even in the conversation for a playoff spot. That's not the National League's fault. That's the expanded postseason's fault.
You got three teams in American League East.
Yeah.
The Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got three teams in the West, Houston, Seattle, and Texas.
Yeah.
Then you obviously got Detroit.
Do you think the Mets are good?
I think the National League is winnable. I don't think it's any good. And I think the Mets, if they get in, could go on a run.
Well, that's just my point.
Yeah,
but that's fair, Marty. And thank you for the call. And I understand the conversation. Like, I think we could have a legitimate conversation, which league is more dangerous, the National League or the American League. I think the American League's better this year. Like, you take last year out, because we both agree, Marty, that the American League last year was weak. The Yankees had a cakewalk to the World Series, and they took advantage of it. It's not their fault. They beat up on the Royals. They beat the Guardians. They got to the World Series. But to say that this year the National League stinks is just not accurate. You got three teams in the National League that are better record-wise than every team in the American League. Three. Two division leaders and a wild card team in the Cubs. And again, it's only a few games here or there, so it's not that big of a deal. But if you had to rank the power rankings in Major League Baseball, I'm pretty sure the consensus would be Phillies, Brewers. Now, where you would put the Cubs as it pertains to the Blue Jays or Yankees or even Tigers, who knows? Seattle, who knows? Where are you going to put the Dodgers in there? That's fair. But the two best teams in baseball, at least in the regular season, have been the Brewers and the Phillies. It doesn't mean that the National, like, I don't look at the National League and say it can't be, it's impossible to win. It's part of the appeal for both the Mets and the Yankees in saying that, hey, their World Series aspirations are attainable. I would say that, yeah, the Phillies and Brewers probably scare me the most. But those are two teams, the Mets, beat last year in the playoffs. What does that mean this year? Really nothing, but it's not like they can't. The Mets barely made it last year, and they took the Brewers out and the Phillies out. So if they barely make it again this year, why couldn't that same thing happen? It may not be likely, but it could happen. And even though the American League may be more challenging this year, to your point, we agree on that as well, who's to say the Yankees can't get through it? Maybe they can. I don't look at any of those teams from a Yankees perspective and say, well, I'm scared of the Blue Jays or the Red Sox or the Tigers or the Guardians or the Mariners or the Astros. I don't. I mean, maybe more than last year. Like, I think the Red Sox have a better chance of beating the Yankees in a best of three than the Royals had of beating the Yankees in a best of five last year. Both leagues aren't very good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.